Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right. Good morning. The Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Ryan Racker, starting off this week with Dan Buck. Good morning to you, Dan.
Hey, good morning, sir. How was your week? And I heard you driving in this morning on Coast to Coast. Man, that's,
I know.
You're going to be, to be throwing coffee down line to you going, get some more coffee in you, kiddo.
Noon? Just wanted to hear the alien abduction stories.
Yeah, it was interesting. Yeah, you get some callers. The segment I heard was the alien chips that are inserted into people's bodies and need to be extracted out.
Well, that's interesting because she's saying that they've abstracted these alien chips, whatever they may be. And the question that I obviously have is, can I see a picture of one of them? I want to know what they look like. I assume, like, when you go to a Kohl's or wherever and you buy the clothes and it has that ink security magnet on it, I'm guessing it looks something similar to
that. You think that's what it looks like? Yeah. And they say be careful to do it yourself because the aliens don't like that. They'll come and abduct you again and put another chip in you if you take it out.
Plus ink will spray all over you.
Plus the ink will spray all over you. How was your trip to Kansas City over the weekend?
It was good. It was good and great news. My son's mother-in-law, who was in a pretty bad car accident, came home on Saturday, and she's recovering really, really well. So looks like they dodged a bullet. Boy, if you saw the carnage of the wreckage, you'd wonder how anybody walked out of it. They were very, very fortunate, and we're blessed to have them back home. And they call me Dan the Lawn Man. I am getting really good at mowing my kids' yards and getting them all fixed up because my son, of course, this week didn't have time to do anything really around the house. So my wife and I just kind of help clean and take care of the girls and the new baby. And we just, did the grandparent thing over the weekend so they could spend time with her and help her through it. But, yeah, thanks for asking. It was a good weekend, and we're so glad to have her home. So.
You know, you must have a very good relationship with them because mowing another man's lawn is looked at as an act of aggression.
He just knows I'm better at it than he is. So, I'm meticulous with yards. And he's like, Dad. He goes, that's about as good as it's looked since we've lived here. So I spent about 4 hours out there. It's a massive yard. Yeah, it's a massive yard and front and back. And they've, of course, got all the jungle gyms and the trampolines and all that, which is always fun to weed whacker around and pull out and mow around. It's so it was a lot of work, but you know what? You love family. You do what it takes, right?
Yep. Did you get a chance to listen to or watch any of the Charlie Kirk Memorial this weekend?
It actually worked out great because we drove home during the bulk of that. We went to church with them there. It's called Rev City. It's a wonderful church there in Lawrence, Kansas. And man, the youth and the college, it was packed. I mean, you could not have fit another body in there. The theme of it, of course, was Turning Point, and it was a fabulous service. But the young people and the number of college kids who were there was just inspiring. Wow. Really, really cool. And then we drove home, and I got 4 hours of listening time driving from Lawrence to St. Louis, and we got to listen to that entire incredible celebration down in Glendale, Arizona. That was just remarkable. 90,000 people packed into that stadium. And then, of course, the arena right across the street was also at capacity. Someone told me 300,000 showed up to try to get in. Did you hear that?
Wow. I heard that number, but yeah. I don't know if that was a confirmed number. I thought that was an estimated what they were preparing for, but I don't know if that was the number that they accounted for after the fact, but wow. I'll have to check that. Amazing, isn't
remarkable.
It? We're going
to
talk.
Yeah. And the TV numbers have to be enormous. I don't know when those numbers will come in, but can you imagine what the national viewing numbers were? I'll bet it
will. I mean, I was watching the Fox News Now app, the live stream of it, and it was right around 550 to 600,000 watching at any given time. Now, that's not the total audience. That's just any given moment. That's how many people were streaming. So over the course of 4 or 5 hours.
Is that a paid app?
Nope, that's a free one.
That's a free app. Okay.
That was just one streaming service, and that only accounts not unique viewers. That's just at any given moment.
Wow.
So there could have been people coming in, coming out. So a lot of other streams, a lot of other television coverage as well. We're going to talk a lot about it this morning, some really touching moments. But before we do that, let's get to the short list.
The Mark Cox short list.
Jimmy Kimmel's terrible. You know what suspended him? His talent. You know what else is really what? Take a look at this guy, his ratings. That's what got Jimmy Kimmel out. He was terrible.
You know
how do you really feel?
Yeah,
how do you really feel?
I like it.
Yeah.
But now late night TV it's about laughter, but it's also about making progressives feel good about themselves, making them feel smug. And even I can't watch late night TV anymore. But the difference is you fight culture. If you don't like the progressive culture, create a conservative culture.
They did. Greg Gutfeld shows killing all of them in the ratings.
Number one. You can add up all the viewers of the other three shows, and that's what Gutfeld's numbers were.
Yep. And that was on PBS, by the way. David Brooks with that assessment.
You thought you could kill Charlie Kirk? You have made him immortal. You have immortalized Charlie Kirk. And now millions will carry on his legacy.
Mm. I think so. Yeah. I agree.
That's one of many. Yeah, Stephen Miller. But there were so many great speeches there. It was remarkable.
Well, I say to you that a century from now, when they write of the two or three pivotal moments that led to the saving of Western civilization, they will write that the sacrifice of Charles James Kirk was the turning point.
Mm. Wow.
Jack Posobiec. I think that's how you say his name, Posobiec.
Posobiec. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he had a great speech. I'll tell you, watching him last night, you can tell there was a lot of emotion. And I don't know if this came through on the radio listening to it, but the video side of it, he, to me, stood out as one of the people that really, you can tell, he was proud of all the work they're doing at Turning Point, proud of his friendship. You can tell it was genuine and honest, and what a difficult time for him to get through a speech like that, but he nailed it. He did fantastic.
Yeah, passion for sure.
Well, it was some really great moments, and I think the standout moment from last night is Erica Kirk when she forgave the shooter. I started crying when that moment happened. It was very touching.
Yeah, I think truly one of the most powerful in American speech history. That moment is going to resonate, at least for Christians. I mean, it is the absolute utmost level of love and Christ-like behavior I've ever seen. Honestly, it was like, how can she do that? How? And the only way she can do that is through her faith. And to say she forgives the man who took the life of her husband and the father of her children, it left me speechless. Like, my wife and I kind of looked at each other like, how did she just do that? You know?
Wow. I know.
And it was amazing. It was truly at a time of healing, and this country definitely is in a time of healing. It is, at least for the right, what we needed to hear. You know what I mean? Because it was so Christ-like, and how we're going to get through this is through the Christian principles that the Kirks showed for Charlie been showing it since he was 18, but for her to say that, I think was just such a great example for the whole movement of where do we go from here. Well, we start with forgiveness. Yeah, it was powerful.
Strike contrast between the networks, by the way. CNN decided to counter program this memorial with interviews from like Jasmine Crockett, who was talking about how disappointed she was in white people for not condemning Charlie Kirk. That's how CNN decided to counter program this.
You're telling me they didn't take any of it live?
I saw interviews. I didn't see. Now, keep in mind, I was getting a lot of my, I was stuck on Fox, but I was looking at reaction of people just disappointed with CNN during this time. It was a long form, long memorial, still very disappointing with the times they were talking to Representative Jasmine Crockett, things like that. We might have to play a clip of that too coming up. And for the sake of time, we got a lot to get to and some other things we want you to hear coming up this morning on the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
71 FM Talk. Welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, here with Dan Buck. Good morning.
Good morning.
What a memorial service yesterday. It did last longer than I thought it would. There were a lot of speeches. Whoever produced it as a live event did a fantastic job, too. They kept things moving. And to organize something with that many speakers, live music, visuals, people at an auxiliary site, television broadcast, whoever did that, I mean, very professional. They did a fantastic job, whatever service or company they contracted for that. Because that was like, honestly, as good as any award show I've ever seen when it comes to like Emmys or Oscars. They just did a fantastic job. People don't always notice those things, but understand that this was put together pretty quickly. And a lot of times productions that size are months and months and months of advanced type of preparations. But this is put together very quickly, and they did a great job.
And I'm sure I was not the only one praying before and during that service that it would go over without incident. And so grateful for all the security measures they took and for all of the, not only Secret Service, but I'm sure there were a ton of police officers involved in securing that building and that space. And it did go off without violence, which was a beautiful thing. Just so many dignitaries, so many VIPs, so many world, our entire national power structure was in that building in terms of the current president, vice president, cabinet members, senators, congressmen, all in a single spot away from the security of a Capitol building. And I just, you know, man, I was just praying that we would get through it in a safe way, and so grateful that we did. And it was beautiful. It was, what, 5.5 hours total?
Right. Yeah. And I had to double check this. So multiple people reported this. I'm looking at The Guardian. A man armed with a gun and knife arrested Saturday after he allegedly pretended to be a member of law enforcement outside the State Farm Stadium near Phoenix a day before the planned memorial. So did you hear that arrest?
I heard, but I also heard later that he was let go because he was with a detail of an, and they did not say who, but was with a detail of one of the VIPs. And unfortunately, he was not on the list, they said, and had to be vetted, and they did release him, from my understanding. So
right. Okay. That was the only thing I heard. It was pretty touching, some of the stories that were part of the memorial, and I don't think there was any one more touching than that moment where Erica Kirk forgave the shooter. This is clip number 5.
I forgive him. I forgive him because it was what Christ did. And is what Charlie would do. The answer to hate is not hate. The answer we know from the gospel is love, and always love.
Yeah, wow.
Wow, that's just something else.
Yeah, it just was such an example of Christian forgiveness and Christian love, and to do it so soon, and when the wound was so fresh. I mean, it's been only 10 days. You know, yesterday had only been like the 10th day since the shooting. And for her to go up there with that strength and conviction and have the, you know, the healing part of it, I think, you know, it gave her a standing ovation when she first said it for, you know, a good minute and a half, 2 minutes. I think it was, for the Christians in the world, it was the ultimate display of love. You know what I mean? It's I don't know how you can do that to the man who took your husband and took the father of your children so fresh. You know, some people can get there a year from now or 2 years from now, but to do it within 2 weeks is just such an example for all of us, you know, to not only move on, but to move on in faith. And that's the only way she could have gotten there, to forgive him, you know, even before he's been convicted. I just thought it was a beautiful way to get us moving forward. And how about the 62,000 groups now that have reached out to Turning Point USA to start a new chapter, whether that be in a church or in a high school or in a college setting? That's remarkable. That's growth. And that's the revival people were talking in many of the speeches yesterday, that you did not stop Charlie Kirk. What you did was you started a national revival. And
yeah, the contrast. And I can't be the only one that thought to themselves, would I have the strength to do what she did? I don't know if I would have the strength.
No way. There's no way I could. Not that soon. I would have to wrestle with it. I would want to see.
It'd be so hard.
Yeah, you know, they've reached out to her and asked her if she wants the death penalty, the prosecutors. And she said, that's not my place to call. I don't want his blood on my hands. The government make that call. Yeah.
Well,
because the defense is going to use her forgiveness. Sadly, the defense is going to use that to try to spare his life from the death penalty in Utah. I promise you that. That if the victim's wife is willing to forgive, why won't the government?
It's one of those things where, you know, I think about moments like that and could you forgive? And it's one of those times where you pray that you're never in that situation to find out, because I don't know if I'm strong enough to do what she did there.
Yeah.
The strength that she showed over the weekend is you're right. This may go down as one of the greatest speech moments in American history, honestly.
Yeah.
And we can play some more of these clips from the memorial coming up after the break. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk.
But don't give a f-
It is Monday, which is our Minority Monday on this segment, where we always feature conservative voices out there doing great stuff, whether it be posting the truth or, in some cases, we find singer-songwriters. And today we have a great one. I kind of stumbled around about this guy because of a lot of patriots out there who were posting and using his music or the collective music of Covey. I don't know if you've heard him. Only about 81,000 followers so far on Instagram. That's kind of his main platform. You'll also hear him a lot on X because conservatives are using his music for tributes to Charlie Kirk. But it is... Covey is actually his stage name. We don't know a lot about him. He is a legal immigrant. Doesn't say from where. He likes to call himself the redefining voice, one song at a time. He's redefining culture, one song at a time. But again, not a lot big following yet. You can maybe get in early. He's been producing music. And Covey is actually an abbreviation of Collection of Voices in Entertainment. So it's like COVID, but an E at the end instead of a D. And he's just a great, great musician. The song we're going to play for you is kind of a Bill Withers blended with a little Jason Mraz and maybe a little reggae, huh?
It's a Maroon 5 cover.
I know it's a cover.
Okay.
No, but
he redid the words of it.
He redid the words. He does some parodies like this. And this particular song is being used by a lot of people when talking about and referring to Charlie Kirk. So let's, in honor of Charlie, here is Covey on our Minority Monday.
I'm not ashamed of spreading the gospel, telling the news wherever I go. I will be bold now, no holding back. No, Jesus has set me free for good. Yeah, but when I still was a sinner, a hypocrite was my name. Better, he still loved me the same. And then he stooped down to pick me, to bring me out of the pit that I had dug for myself until I could no longer dig. I wasted my nights, turned out all the lights, found myself paralyzed, was still stuck in my past. Then he showed his love, said he who the Son sets free is indeed. So I'm not ashamed.
You gotta love it, huh? That is Covey. Wow. You can find him out there on Instagram. You can find him on X. He also has a Facebook page. He is from Tyler, Texas. They do play as a band. The Covey the Band is the actual full handle. You can find him on most of those platforms. And Covey stands for Collection of Voices in Entertainment. Just a good dude. Seems to be a great Christian voice out there. And he does cover songs, but he changes the lyrics to be of Christian-like messages, like you just heard. Pretty cool stuff, actually.
Really good.
Yeah. Isn't it good?
They sound great.
Yeah. And
I had to look them up online, and it kind of shows them. There's a lot of people in that band. Looks like a five-piece band, roughly.
Yeah, they've got
him
sax.
As a lead.
Yeah, they got saxophones. They got keyboard. They've got. I've actually seen where they'll have eight or nine people on the stage on some of their full performances. So again, out of Tyler, Texas, not around here. I definitely would go see this guy if he was performing anywhere locally. He's really got a great vibe to him.
How did you find these guys?
Again, I got her through a phenomenal lady that I cover or I follow named Carrie Patriot 777. And Carrie Patriot uses his music quite often and shares his music. And that's where I first saw him, was probably a couple of weeks ago. And I thought, there's a good Minority Monday, a guy out there making a difference and singing praises to God through some fabulous songs. And I thought, hey, let's share that with our audience. You won't hear him on mainstream media, that's for sure.
No. Speaking of music, what do you think of the musical acts at the Charlie Kirk Memorial?
From what I heard, that was a lot of times when Fox would go to break, so I didn't get a chance to hear a lot of that on the radio coverage. But it was, from what I heard, how great was it that Lee Greenwood was there to sing live and in person before the president came out, which was fabulous. That's an iconic song. And you know, how old do you think Lee is now? Because he just still sounds fabulous.
Well, I was, you want to guess? I can look it up real quick.
I'll guess Lee Greenwood is 72.
82.
What?
Oh, 82 years old. Born in 1942.
And absolutely still can lay it out there. Just thought he did a
voice,
fabulous
yeah.
job. Yeah.
I know the president mentioned that, but so during the stage, he's there, and you have two different podiums on stage during this. You really probably couldn't tell this from the radio coverage.
No, not
but
at all.
You had one podium that's behind like the bulletproof glass kind of deal, mm-hmm. where you had the vice president, you had the president come out, you had Erica come out and use that. And then you had one podium that was to the side, and that was not covered by anything, where pretty much every other performer and speech person came out. And Lee Greenwood was to the one side, the president was behind the other, and they were singing to each other. When it was over, they came out and gave each other a big hug. And
that's awesome.
It was a nice moment. I didn't know if he would sing the full song, but he did. And it was very touching. And I know that he performs the song a lot for President Trump, but that was a special one for sure.
Yeah. Well, and I guess they didn't, again, show this on the radio, which I was listening on the drive back from Lawrence. And there was apparently a very emotional embrace between the president and Erica at the end. Is that correct?
You know, if that happened, I missed it because I was watching the speech. And it was right when I'm trying to get the kids ready for bed. So I was like, okay, I have to step away from the TV. I got to get this done because if I don't, the whole night's going to be thrown off. So I missed that part if it happened at the end.
You know, the president, he's not the greatest hugger publicly, normally. I think he does that because he doesn't want to ever be inappropriate. So he kind of, you know what I mean? So he kind of always is at an arm's distance. Well, Erica was having none of that. She got right up against his chest and just hugged him tight. And then finally he embraced her, you know, warmly. But I could tell, you know, he just wasn't used to that kind of an embrace. And she just wanted to show her appreciation and thanks for the friendship, of course, and all the closeness that the Trump family has had for Charlie and the love they have shown him for, you know, going all the way back to 2016 and his first presidential run. He was kind of like, I would say, a son, you know, prior to he went on tour with both Eric and with Don Jr. During that 2016 campaign. And the two of them swayed a lot of hearts and got a lot of people registered to vote in all these college campuses. And many people, you know, give Charlie the credit for not only getting it started in 2016, but what he did in 2024 and the amount of turnout, especially of young men under the age of 30, can directly be attributed to the hard work of Charlie Kirk, of getting the message out there and going where no one else, you know, conservatives just weren't on college campuses. Their voices were absent completely from college campuses in most cases. And he just ignited a whole movement to empower those conservative kids to step up and be a voice and to help get more conservative voters registered, which was a big reason why he landslided and won not only the popular vote, but he won every one of those swing states.
Yeah, that was impressive. One thing you mentioned about Charlie Kirk, and you're right, that he brought RFK Jr. and Donald Trump together on stage, and then we had that one moment where they kind of showed that unity. And we had another moment last night with that where Elon Musk and Donald Trump were shaking hands, shown together inside the presidential booth. And I think both of them posting, the White House posting and also Elon Musk posting, for Charlie.
For Charlie, you know, yep. That
for
the
Charlie.
Two of them would come together again for Charlie, which I thought was a nice sentiment by both of them to put out the same message.
I'm happy to see that. Maybe the relationship there is good. Hopefully, at least, at the very least, no longer will they fight with each other. But if they can combine forces again in the future, that would be nice.
If Erica Kirk can forgive the gunman, and the shooter. I hope they can forgive each other in whatever their falling out is based on, and you know, come together for the common good. Let's hope.
Wow, that's a great way to look at it. All right. Let's play some more audio coming up after the break on the Mark Cox Morning Show. If you missed any of it, you're going to catch up here soon on 97.1 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Talk. Welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker. Filling in for Mark Cox with Dan Buck here. And I said I was going to play some of that CNN, Jasmine Crockett. You want to hear what CNN counterprogrammed some of the memorial?
This is what they played instead of what was actually going on.
Okay. Regularly scheduled interviews.
Just keep
things
in
like
mind,
that.
Yeah. In a world where we're trying to find peace and trying to find some common ground, this is what CNN thought would be more appropriate to play than a bunch of people talking about Jesus Christ. Okay,
let's hear this. Back up to last, was it Thursday? Or I think it was last Thursday where you had Speaker Johnson say, we're going to put a resolution together and we just want to honor Charlie Kirk. And he said, I hope none of my colleagues will vote against this. Now, keep in mind, Jasmine Crockett and some of Democratic colleagues voted against it, but she went on CNN to show her displeasure that there weren't more white people that also voted against it. So this was clip four.
He was talking about a resolution that came before the House this past week honoring Charlie Kirk, and there were 58 Democrats who voted against it. You were one.
Yeah.
Why?
Absolutely. You know what? One of the things I do want to point out that's not been laid out that honestly hurts my heart is when I saw the no votes, there were only two Caucasians. For the most part, the only people that voted no were people of color. Because the rhetoric that Charlie Kirk continuously put out there was rhetoric that specifically targeted people of color. And so it is unfortunate that even our colleagues could not see how harmful his rhetoric was specifically to us.
You know, I want them to produce the clips where Charlie, in their eyes, was being racist. Was it his position against DEI, where he thought people should be judged on the character of their content, then instead of getting positions because they were of a color, and that he said skin color should not matter? Were those the offensive comments? Because I know a whole lot of African-American people who 100% agree with Charlie Kirk that DEI was detrimental to this country and was detrimental to the American way and to capitalism and to how we run our nation, that we should be colorless, that we should not see people by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. But no, that's the only thing I can find, Ryan, that they could mildly get twisted. Where else did he ever promote? In fact, I saw many, many times where he defended people of color, right, because of their positions and was a uniter of people. I just don't know what they're talking about, calling him a racist. I don't know.
Can I tell you the big difference here that I see? So Charlie Kirk is assassinated on a college campus, as we had a guest last week pointed out, that I don't think that gets enough attention, because a school shooting, now people are, cheering a school shooting, but I digress. When you look at what happened in Congress and the amount of Democratic senators and congressmen that were kneeling and showing, their solidarity and protesting the national anthem and talking about just how racist this country is, and you have other members out there encouraging gang violence, burning cities down, defunding the police. You remember the families that would go out there and say, we're going to burn this down because of the injustice. Look at Sunday as a contrast, where you have a widow who witnessed her husband shot and killed. Her children now don't have a father, and she's on stage saying, I forgive you. Look at the compare and contrast the two sides right now, and you tell me that we should be listening to Jasmine Crockett, or should we be listening to Erica Kirk? There's no question in my mind that you ignore people like Jasmine Crockett.
And it's visceral, right? It's hate. It is trying to divide us by our color of our skin. Like, she's offended that not more white people didn't vote the way she voted. Why does she have to even look at skin color in that case, right? Either people voted because they thought, you know what, Charlie did a lot of good, and while we didn't agree with what he said, he was a man of God. He was a father and should not have been assassinated. How painful would it have been for them to say, we're just going to, it wasn't like a new law being passed. It was just a tribute to him on the House floor. I don't understand how it's kind of like at the St. Louis County Council. They just were, it was just and a recognition of the work that Charlie did with young people in America, whether you agreed with everything he was doing or not. Could you not give the man just the day? But no, they couldn't. They had four people on that council said, no, we're not going to make sure that man isn't honored, even though half the population believed in what he was saying and believed in what he was doing. Can you not give them their moment? That's just mind-blowing to me, that they're so blinded by skin color and so blinded by us versus them that they can have no decency in their heart, to honor a man who had perished, that the skin color is more important than human decency. It's mind-blowing to me.
Yeah, it goes back to everything has to be racial. You have to force race into everything. It's one of the reasons, and quite frankly, one of the things that happened quite often during Barack Obama's presidency, where he was supposed to come in and be this great uniter. But what we found is that you drew further lines based on racial division, and he drew people further apart. And part of the reason that you find political people like Jasmine Crockett, when they do this sort of thing, they realize that divide and conquer technique is kind of an old school thing, but they feel like it's still the technique of the Democrat Party. But what we found during the last election is definitely not the things that they were dividing us on. What I think a lot of people voted for Donald Trump realized they were united on. They were done with these racial politics. They were done with this identity politics stuff. They were done with this nonsense stuff that goes against conventional wisdom to say that, you know, you're an evil person. So thus the only way you can repent is by voting Democrat. They were tired of that garbage. They were tired of these kids being indoctrinated inside of the schools. They were tired of making the police the bad guy. They were just tired of all this stuff. So maybe it's good that Jasmine Crockett goes down there because it's a losing strategy and she deserves to lose. Just deserves to lose.
Oh, we'll talk more on the positive side of things and leave Jasmine Crockett out of the rest of the show, we promise you. And we have so many great speeches yesterday. We're going to break those down for you as we get through the show. Well, we got through the first hour, and that's all the Jasmine Crockett we have room for.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.